She is the champion. She is the queen. It is Gerda Stein again at the Comrades Marathon in 2025. That's four for Gerda Stein, the champion.
I started running, it was in 2014. I decided actually I was working as a quantity surveyor. So I got a job opportunity to move abroad to the Middle East. And I took the opportunity. I had no idea anything about running at that stage. So I packed my two bags and I went to Dubai. And when I got there, I realized that I will have to make friends in one way or another because I knew nobody. So a colleague of mine suggested that I join the local running club.
As Gerda Stein becomes the first woman ever to run a Comrades Up run in under 6 hours. She's going to have the fourth fastest of all time. She is the champion. But more than that, she has broken not only Elena Nurgaliyeva's Up run record, she has broken so many records. Two Oceans and Comrades in the same year.
The most difficult or challenging part of my training routine, I would say definitely, is the speed work, the speed workouts. I don't come from a background of track running and competitive running as a youngster. So I started quite late in my career, and endurance running is very natural for me.
Hashtag MSW. Hashtag MSW. Friday nights, always.
This is how we do it.
About our beloved legends. Pull up your chair. Let's chat legendary stuff. Marawa Sports Worldwide.
Yeah. You know, when somebody is listening to themselves, and we're watching her, she's listening and she's thinking, is that me talking? Of course it's her talking, and it's her that's going to be chatting to us in just a second. Looking forward to the much anticipated conversation tonight. And that's why I'm saying, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, all the sports lovers across Mzansi and beyond, tonight we're going to be rolling out that red carpet under the stadium lights for a living legend. A woman who has redefined greatness with every stride. I mean, she is the queen of the ultra, the record breaker, the history maker. And from the searing heat of the Comrades Marathon to the grueling climb of the Two Oceans, I mean, she's conquered them all. Not just once, but again and again and again. But from her humble beginnings, as you heard in that clip, to becoming South Africa's golden girl of road running. I mean, she just didn't run the race. She changed the game. And that is why tonight we honor a warrior, an inspiration, a symbol of discipline, and an unstoppable belief. The one and only Gerda Stein, ladies and gentlemen. All right, we got about 15 people here. Let's give a big round of applause in the studio, guys. Yeah. Gerda, what an honor. Good evening and welcome to the show.
Good evening, Robert. What an honor to be on the show. I think you're right saying that it's been long anticipated for me to come on the show. And it's just an honor to also get such a warm welcome from you. I think your voice is so well known in all South African sport lovers' homes. And to have a conversation with you tonight is just lovely.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much, Gerda. I mean, coming from you, I would take that any day. I mean, I watched you run the Cape Town Two Oceans Marathon. You didn't see me because again and again, we watch you cross that line so quickly that we're still trying to get into the finish line and you're done and we get there. You're like, oh, we missed that. You heard that clip and you were listening to yourself so attentively. When you reflect back, all the flashback, all the moments, what were you thinking of just 2 minutes ago?
Honestly, sometimes it feels like an out-of-body experience when I replay videos or just take a moment to realize what really is happening. I think if anyone has heard stories about me, the fact I didn't run as a child, I never expected this to come across my come across my path and to become my life. So I'm just really humbled and grateful for everything that's happened. And sometimes the experience is an experience like winning a race here in South Africa. It feels almost too big for me to fully feel and understand. And therefore, it is for me the best way for me to really experience it is to share the experience and to have many other South Africans become, even if it's just a small part of this experience, that is really what truly makes me happy and also keeps me wanting to do this over and over again.
And we want you to do it over and over again because South Africans always show their love, especially when you're running Comrades Marathon, for example. I think it's one of the truest reflections of who South Africans are. And when you were leading And when you were ahead, not only just breaking records as far as the women is concerned, we'll get to many of them in a second, but what did that feel like when you hear the different languages, the different energy, but everybody's doing one thing, they're urging you on, they want you to win?
Honestly, I don't think there's a better metaphor for working together than there is in running, and especially in the races that we've got here at home. A lot of people often ask me why I want to return year after year to the Two Oceans and the Comrades Marathon. I've raced abroad, I've been to the world's biggest marathons, and I must say there's a support along the courses there as well. But if you race here in South Africa, the feeling is just different. It's so personal. It feels like the supporters are shouting your name, and they are like, it's just so much more emotion involved, and it's so encouraging to not just be part of the race but also to watch it. Sometimes I feel almost jealous not being able to also watch the race from the sidelines. I think it's something that we must always treasure in this country. It's something that really reflects the character of what makes us such a special nation and what brings us together. And it's always sport. It always comes back to sport.
And we've been winning these days, though, hey? Every sporting, from strongman to the cricket, you know, you got the rugby happening tomorrow. The big difference is what? When you're running, for example, you're running in Spain, you're running the Valencia Marathon, and the crowd. What is that feeling like that you don't get there, that you get this side?
I do think that it's how I explained earlier. You get the crowds, you get the supporters come out. But when you're running at home, it feels much more personal. It feels like people are empathizing and they are encouraging you on a personal level. And that's something, it's hard to explain. But fortunately, in running, it's such an inclusive sport. Almost every person can try it, and it brings together so many people. Of course, there's sports that gets a lot more perhaps support from the sideline, but running, what makes it so unique is that everyone can be a part of it, and everyone can experience a little bit of that personal support that we experience at the
front. But you touched on starting a little bit late, and I agree with you. You know, people talk about late bloomers, and you kind of started your running professionally, that experience in your 20s. Why do you think it began only then? What urged it forward? And did you ever think, though, that, I mean, here you are now at 35, and you are the most talked about athlete in South Africa?
Well, thank you for the kind words. Yes, it sometimes feels a little bit surreal. As a child, I was always enjoying being outdoors. I grew up on a farm, so the outdoors was always sort of part of my memories. It's what I always remember, is playing outside, but never really being so serious about a sport. And I must admit, I tried to run on the track and I tried to make the team, but my talent didn't show in that way. I think the endurance side of running is really where, if I got into endurance running earlier on, perhaps I would have noticed something different, but I didn't. And on hindsight, I don't regret any of it.
Yeah.
I had the opportunity to go to university to pursue a career that is completely outside of competitive sport. And there I also learned a lot of life lessons. And sport or running then came into my life at a much later stage, where perhaps I was already a little bit more mature to understand what it is to race competitively and to be competitive. And I have no regrets. I don't think that it is a mistake for me to have started so late. I still feel fresh today. Yes, I'm 35, but I've got 10 years of running in my legs, and that's how I approach it. And it makes me just excited for what's to come.
Sure. You still have another 10 years.
Oh, thank you for the carry, for the belief.
No, you have to. I mean, we've seen athletes go on and on in their years, and it doesn't really matter, men or women, who, for them, age is nothing. Because, like you say, you've learned the discipline now. 10 years will fly by so quickly. And I know that Alina will probably come back and say she wants to get one over you because of how tight the race was this year. And you got that sense, though, that, you know, she was just always hovering around there. When you saw the times, what did that say to you?
Yeah, of course. It's always, you never know what the year's race will bring. It's always difficult to predict how the race is going to pan out. And but I think good competition for me is always what pushes me also to bring the best out of myself and to get the best performance. So it keeps me on my toes. It keeps me remembering that I can't make any mistakes. I can't afford to make one small mistake. It might cost me a race. So it helps me in a way. And it's good for the sport as well.
Yeah, like I'm saying that, was Elina 8 times winner. That is literally all it is. Maybe that's your target. I don't know. Maybe something else. You can share it with us. Is that the ultimate target for you?
I think for me, it's more about just making sure one year after year, building year on year. Yes, it is an amazing target to reach 8 wins. Bruce Fordyce as well, he's had 9 wins even. It's an amazing achievement to have. But for me, I think I deal with it better if I just take it year by year. If 1 year becomes 2 years and 2 years becomes 4 and it becomes 8, then yes. But I think for me, the shorter term focus is definitely a better approach.
It's quite interesting, though, that you form such a good bond with the person who is one of your biggest competitors, a certain Yvette Van Zyl. She's somewhere in the room. Good to see you, Yvette. Welcome to the show. How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you.
Are you well?
I'm well, thanks.
I know you were not expecting me to bring you on, but I just couldn't help not share this moment with the listeners because, you know, people think that bitter rivals mean that they don't really share the same space post the race. But you're both here now. What's your feeling about the champ that you're sitting next to?
No, I've got a lot of respect for Gerda. I've been through her whole journey since when she started. And, at the start when she just started running, I was a runner beating her. And now it has fastly shifted. but it's just an honor to see her just evolve in the athlete she has just turned into. It's really amazing to see and witness, and I'm so privileged to be a part of it and just race alongside her, although at this year's Comrades I was far behind her. But it's just amazing just to know now how she is just amazing over Comrades, witnessing it myself and running it myself. You're so amazed with the athlete that she just is.
It's incredible. I know you say far behind, but I'll beg to differ because, I mean, this was your first Comrades. You finished 4th. That's not too far back, is it?
It was a hard 4th.
Hey, you know what? When we see 4th and we were watching on television, we just see 4th. So congratulations, though. I mean, I doff my hat off to you as well in terms of your achievement and finishing where you finished in your first Comrades.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
All right. To come back after the break, we continue our conversation with our legend tonight, Gerda Steyn.
Previously on Marawa Sports Worldwide.
Allow me to reintroduce myself.
But my involvement was actively, publicly, to tell South Africans, I'm going to make sure that Siwelele returns to the Free State.
He's the cash and sports mastermind, research analyst, advisor, football economist, and Nobile Ndlovu. Are we at a stage where now we can go to bed tonight and the PSL says they don't approve?
It is possible, but it's very unlikely given what's already happened. I think here all the conditions have been met for a fair sale.
I know of 50 million that's exchanged hands. I don't know about what your sources are saying.
I'm hearing the same. I'm hearing there was an interesting negotiation that started somewhere in the 30s and went up. But yes, I'm hearing the same around that 50 million figure.
Allow me to reintroduce myself.
Hashtag MSW. Hashtag MSW. Friday nights, always.
This is how we do it.
About our beloved legends. Pull up your chair. Let's chat legendary stuff. Marawa Sports Worldwide.
It is hashtag MSW, Marawa Sports Worldwide, broadcasting live from our Durban studios tonight on a big weekend. It's a weekend where the Hollywood Bets Durban July takes center stage. And you can actually just tell from how difficult it is to get to the studio. What usually takes 5 minutes takes now 27 minutes. And what usually takes 15 minutes probably takes close to an hour. But you know what? For the economy, someone is saying it's something close to 650 million rand in terms of the injection from an economy perspective that the Durban July Hollywood Bets brings. It's an incredible number. But I'm sure you got all of your racehorse favorites in check, your outfits in check. You got the right clothes, the right shoes, the right everything. Hey, Gerda Steyn, she's going to be also there as a Hollywood Bets ambassador. How's the outfit looking?
Well, I've got an outfit. I've got a hat. I've got 2 pairs of shoes because I've got 1 pair that I will arrive in and another pair of flats because I know my own limits.
That is good planning because you see so many people struggle halfway through the day and they can't walk in these high heels anymore.
I mean, being a runner, it just takes you to a complete different level being asked to run, to walk in high heels.
Smart move, smart move. I mean, did you understand the theme though? Because sometimes people want to dress according to the theme. Did that make life a little bit difficult for you?
I think it made life a little bit easier for me because at least I then had a little bit of a, you know, something to focus on, something more or less knowing what to look for. So hopefully it will be on point when I wear my dress tomorrow.
Oh, okay. So we're going to all be looking out for Gerda to see what she's going to be wearing tomorrow. And, you know, when I look at this and it's like, you know, what do you wear? And you kind of get a little bit confused. You could actually wear yourself. You could put yourself there because you are in the same city where the Comrades Marathon either starts or finishes, depending on the race. Are we likely to see that surprise?
I mean, thinking about it now, I probably could have gotten away with wearing my Comrades finishing shirt, but I won't be wearing that, so don't worry.
Oh, man, Hollywood Bets at Durban July, taking center stage, 5 million rand. Anybody that's got any tips for me, please send those through because I'm struggling this year. I really am. I think the last time I actually did well in the Durban July was the sparkling water. That was, how many? It was about two years ago, I think, yeah? Greg's even forgotten. But yeah, when Sparkling Water won, I won. I was just intrigued by the name and who the jockey was. And I just went for it. It was like outright winner. Boom. Got it.
Good evening, Rob, and good evening to the legend, the icon, one of the greatest female athletes we've ever witnessed in this country, the first female athlete to win Comrades Uprun under 6 hours. Competed at the Olympics, also won 2 Oceans many times, broke the 30-year-old record set by Faith van der Merwe at Omdidam, and also broke the national record at Valencia Marathon. And I just want to find out from you, Gerda, with so many accolades under your name, do you sometimes sit back and comprehend what you have achieved? And also, what more do you still want to achieve as an athlete? Because for me, you are one of the greatest, and I admire your mental fortitude and the manner in which you engage the supporters running out there with a smile, knowing that if, in some instances the race is so intense, you are going through pain, but you are able to engage your supporters and smile back at them. Thank you so much, Teboho.
Wow, Teboho, thank you so much indeed. Here's somebody who really knows you, hey? Knows your achievements, but yeah, deal with the question.
Thank you so much for the question. I appreciate also the kind words. And of course, it is something that I think about sometimes, what I want to achieve going forward. What about the future? How it's going to play out in the coming years? But again, I think for me, it's just always focusing on well, there's a lot of focus, but definitely focusing on taking it year by year. For me, when I run the 2 Oceans and I run the Comrades, it feels like it's enough. I don't feel like I need to be searching for other things. There was a stage in my career where I did have that feeling in me, like, what else is out there? What else can I do? What other distances can I try to conquer? And but I've come to a point in my career where I really do feel like it's enough for me, and I just want to continue doing what I'm doing right now, continue racing and improving on my own times for as long as I possibly can. And of course, after that, to me, there's also some goals that I want to achieve. looking at a longer term picture of really trying to leave something behind that other people can use as well. I'm thinking about in terms of finding the next generation, finding new young athletes who can also follow a similar path and hopefully also go beyond what us as current athletes have created. So that to me would be a real honor if I could play a small part in finding the next, let's call it the next Gerda, the next athletes that is coming through that we will be watching one day from the couch.
All right, here's a plan for anybody that's listening to the show, whether you are from Netflix or anywhere else. Here's a reality show. That's a reality show right there, finding the next Gerda Stein. That's an idea. Let that sink in. I'm not saying comment anybody right now, but I'm just, as you mentioned it, I'm like, okay, you know, that makes sense. You are internationally renowned as an athlete, and I know that one of your other missions is to conquer the Soweto Marathon. That is something that Yvette has done a few times and, you know, done very well. And how many times have you won it again, Yvette?
Four times.
Four times winner of Soweto Marathon.
Yeah, I mean, it's incredible. Also, Arveta certainly set the standard for running the race, and it's a very difficult race. Everyone who's ever run it will tell you that it can be really, really hot on the day. It's very hilly. It's at altitude in Johannesburg, in Soweto. So it comes with a lot of challenges. So yeah, it's always an honor to watch Arveta just taking it in a stride and making it almost look easy.
I think both of you make running look easy, so we want to see you in the Soweto Marathon. I think that's all we ever advocate for. Lots of tributes that are coming through from the listeners and everybody else in and around the athletics world, just wanting to say, hey, we recognize you, Gerda.
I'm sure this evening you guys will mention and you'll be discussing Gerda Stein's many, many incredible achievements as an athlete. But I think what stands out for me with Stein is just the person that she is, you know, both on and off the road, the way she interacts with supporters, the way she interacts with media. She's become such an influential figure in South African sport, and she's such an inspirational person for so many reasons. To start running at, I think, the age of 24 and to have achieved everything that she has, you know, it shows that you can start things late in life and you can still become incredibly good at something. You can become the best in the world at something. And I think that's inspirational for so many people. And, you know, the way that she smiles during ultramarathons, it's just that personality that she exudes. And I think that's what she really brings to the sport. And that's so special. And I hope she continues to perform as well as she does on the road. You know, it's hard to imagine what else she could achieve, but I think that she probably will achieve more. And even if she doesn't, I think she's already brought so much to South African sport, to South African people. And I think just all round, just a wonderful person, very easy to deal with. She's always so accommodating. And I really appreciate Gerda Stein for so many reasons. And I hope she continues to bring so much joy to South African people.
Oh, Wesley Button, thank you so much indeed. Somebody that we chat to on many occasions. Beautiful tribute.
Oh, thank you so much. It really makes my heart feel warm hearing that. And I think for me, it's an important part of my running. I started as a complete social runner. I wanted to just make friends. And I get that. And I never want to lose that side of running. Yeah. It's still for me, it's my outlet. It's my passion. It's my hobby. Yes, it's my job now, but it's still something and that I want to feel like I enjoy. I feel like the community, the running community, plays such a big part in running. Running, putting one foot in front of the other, is just a small part of what you really experience as a runner. So to be part of the running community and to interact with real runners is really important to me, and it brings so much joy to my running. So I am pleased that people appreciate that and like to see that. But for me, the favor is just as big for me, that I get to be part of the running community.
Wow. And I think when you go back again post-COVID and there was a 2-year break and there was no Two Oceans and you bounce back and you become the first woman to break into the 3-hour, 30-minute time. And already the records are starting to tumble then. What was it about that whole COVID break that would have frustrated many people? I think people went into overdrive mentally, they lost themselves, but it made you stronger. How was that?
It was an interesting period for me. Yeah. I never ran a marathon in my garden, that I can certainly say. Huge respect for those who did. But it did force me to just think a little bit differently about training and to be a little bit more creative. And first of all, not to be to try and make the most out of it in a positive way. And that, I think that aspect also counts to when you're running an ultra marathon, is to always look for positives. It doesn't matter how bad it looks or feels in that moment, but you still can find a reason to be positive. And that's what I did in COVID. I was fortunate enough to still have the Tokyo Olympics to focus on. So I just went all in into making sure that I become the best marathon runner I could be, trying my utmost best to get every spot in any marathon around the world that I possibly can, just giving myself the best shot out there. And it helped me in the long run, no pun intended.
Yes.
But it did help me in the long run, because focusing on that just shifted my mindset a little bit, and it refreshed it a little bit. And coming back to the ultras, I was a stronger athlete for it. And so it all, in the end, it was a positive in some ways.
3:29:42. That's some hell of a running in the garden, I can tell you that much. Eh?
Good evening, Rod Marawa, your honored guest, Gerda, the smiling assassin. Thank you. My inspiration. I always said I will want a comrade. I'm your age, I'm 35, and I don't see it happening. But I just want to give props to you for doing all the work, showing up year after year. I remember seeing you first time on the Two Oceans Marathon, and I thought, okay, this is my favorite runner, and you're proving to be my favorite runner year in, year out. Keep on keeping on, and congratulations on your achievement so far. Make that 10 years of running, maybe another 15 years. Can't wait to see you some more.
Influencing many people, hey?
Oh, that's so sweet. I think, it's interesting. I think it's also a refreshing story, perhaps, for many people. It's just the unexpected person. Even people, we went to primary school and high school to me. I think I was the least person they expected it the least from. And I think it's just refreshing and encouraging. And it makes me really happy that it encourages others, because I think running, people must join, whether if you just have a small hint in you to say, maybe I should try it, you should try it, because it can really change your life.
And I love the fact that she used that nickname, you know, the smiling assassin, because that's how you kind of disarm people, you know, that charm. Jeez, but then let that gun go off, it's a different person. The smile kind of disappears and it's down to business. So yeah, smiling assassin. Kudos to that.
Certainly, I think that nickname stuck for some reason. Since early days, I got the nickname and it just kind of stuck. But I guess in a way, I don't mind it, I guess.
It's true, though.
I'm pleased also that I am associated with a smile. I think that is a positive. And I'm quite satisfied with the nickname.
Kerdakistan reminds me of Bruce Podice growing up when he used to be comrades that there's no tomorrow.
It reminds you of Bruce Fordyce, which is that. Sorry, I'm just cutting that because of the sound quality, not 100%. Let me take a next tribute. We'll come back to those similarities that have been drawn again against, one of our greatest ever in Bruce Fordyce as a runner, the records that he broke, running up poly shorts, you know, his disappearing act into the bushes to do some wonderful things and so on. So I think those are all the fairy tales that come up with the comrades, and that's how closely associated we've all become through the years with the race itself.
Good evening, Mr. Rob. It's Unifilang here, and good evening to Mr. W. Shoulders, and good evening to Madame Gerda Steyn. What a legend. At just 35, he just continues to break records, be it at the Two Oceans Marathon or at the Comrades. At her age at the moment, I would just want to find out from Madame Gerda Steyn, since there's a tendency of associating the R word with folks that are in her age, you know, in early 30s, mid 30s, even later 30s as well. Million dollar question that I would love to ask Madame Gerda Steyn. Does she feel like she's going to slow down anytime soon? Does she feel like she's not going to give in and, you know, conform to the norm of, yeah, no, because you are in that age, you should just let it go? Or does she feel that maybe sometime soon it could be the time for her to retire? So that's what I want to find out. Again, congratulations on such a remarkable feat recently at the Comrades Marathon, the People's Race, a tough race, and that you won within 5 hours. That is, if that is not human strength, then I do not know what it is. That is just absolutely remarkable. And long may this continue. Great job as always. Thanks.
Oh man, 5 hours and 51 and 18 or 19 seconds, whichever one of the two, when people have done their calculations, it boiled down to, but it's still a crazy record. I don't even know. I can't even imagine.
I was very satisfied with this year's race. I must say, it went to plan. I was on plan. I followed my strategy, and you know, so many things have to happen on the day. You can prepare as you want, but on the day, it still have to, you have to still get it right. But to come to the listener's question, of course, it's something that I think about. I do think about my age. I know that runners, you can't beat physics in a way. There will be a day where I'm not able to improve anymore on my times, and I'm not oblivious about it. I know that day will come, but I do think also that I will know when that day comes. At the moment, it doesn't feel like it's in this moment. I do believe that I can still improve on the times that I've run and continue doing this for a few more years. But I also want to, looking in the further future, I would love to stay involved in the sport. Perhaps it won't be in the way that I am involved at the moment. Perhaps my body won't allow me to do what I'm doing anymore for that many years. But I hope to stay in the sport. I hope to just change my role in the sport. But hopefully my career in running will continue for many, many more years.
I agree with that. And Hulu Falang, the R word called retirement is far from the studio. It's maybe the only R word that there is that's close to the studio is Richards Bay.
Hashtag MSW live now on 947 Vuma FM, Rise FM, and Soweto Live at the same time. Hashtag MSW. Friday nights, always.
This is how we do it.
About our beloved legends. Pull up your chair. Let's chat legendary stuff. Marawa Sports Worldwide.
She's been embraced, and she has embraced the road running fraternity. She throws the rose away in elation and excitement, and the sheer celebration as she takes the message from the mayor and heads towards the finish line. That deep connection with the runners, the smile, the acknowledgement, the thanks. She is the inspirational pathfinder for the next generation, but they can't catch her, defying belief. She is the champion. She is the queen. It is Gerda Steyn again at the Comrades Marathon in 2025. That's four for Gerda Steyn, the champion.
Wow. Very happy Gerda Steyn. Four Comrades Marathon victories. You see the Minister of Sport there, Gaetan McKenzie, shouting, Gerda, Gerda, Gerda.
I think everybody was in that mood, in the same way that the Minister of Sports, Arts and Culture was in the mood, and we're all shouting, Gerda, Gerda. She's listening very attentively, my guest tonight, my legend tonight. And Vika on Twitter says that there must be a race, though, dedicated to her while she's still alive. In fact, I think that the same Comrades Marathon should be named after her. A champion of notes with a supportive husband. May she go overseas to show them the championship. We love you, Gerda, a true South African hero. And of course, Duncan is even here. Hey, Duncan Ross. Hey, good to see you. I believe he supports Newcastle, so that might be problematic. But I mean, he's been your pillar of strength, though. You know, sure, he's cycling, he's next to you, you're running, pacing, and so on. But he's been an important contributor in terms of just professionally your running.
Oh, absolutely, yes. I think I can't imagine how on earth I would have gone about my business without the support of Duncan. He's been there from the start. In fact, he's the one who convinced me to run my first Comrades. He ran Comrades before I did. Oh, wow. So just putting it out there. Give credit where credit is due. And he's seen the whole transformation. He's seen something in me long before I saw something in me, which I will always be thankful for him for. And since then, he's never once felt too tired or too uninspired to support me. So it's really special. It's also makes the journey a lot more enjoyable, yeah, because I also always have someone in my corner. I always have someone to share the experience with. So it's really special. Today, I heard a great term. Someone else said, how is Duncan your super supporter? So that was quite good. I enjoyed that.
Jeez, Duncan, don't sit so far away, man. Please come closer to one of the microphones. I mean, we can't have you in studio, not have you say a word or two, not only just as a contributor, you know, being a supportive husband. And as you say, number one supporter. Duncan Ross, good to see you.
Thanks. Good to be here.
One thing you've never said to your wife that you would want to say today is what?
I won't say retire.
So that's what you won't say, but what would you say?
I don't know. I think she knows she's amazing, but I think I'd say anything to her.
We're listening. That's how much we're prying in. But we also wanted to thank you, though, because a lot of interviews, she's mentioned your name and she's mentioned the supportive role. Also just encouraging her to run the Comrades Marathon. Just being side by side in that role, what can you share with South Africans?
Yeah, well, it's such an honor to be a part of it. Start from the beginning. We've done it together. For me, it's just as enjoyable. I tell her it's more stressful for me. Actually, I follow her on the motorbike on Comrades Day, and I think it's harder to do that.
I beg to differ.
She begs to differ.
I love that, because if you guys will agree about everything else, that will be problematic. There's so much fun, but good to see you, Duncan, finally in person. Read a lot about you, heard a lot about you, but I think still many more years. Like, I agree with you with the retirement thing. It shouldn't happen anytime soon.
It's not happening anytime soon, I don't think.
No, I think it's unanimous with that. Devin Heffer joins us as well. He's a brand and communications manager at Hollywood Bets, because, I mean, the countdown is here. We talked a little bit about the races happening this weekend, the fun and excitement of the Hollywood Bets Durban July. Devin, good to see you again.
Good to see you, Robert, and welcome back to Dibs.
Sure. When you get this vibe, and you get it every year, and probably you realize that it's Durban July happening, because you don't get to sleep. It's the same again in 2025, right?
No, it's definitely it. I think the sleep is caused by July fever. Yeah. I think that's it. I think just the whole of KZN is just so enthralled with this race. I mean, all the people that are flocking to the coast this weekend is absolutely amazing. I mean, all these GP number plates flooding our roads, but it's fantastic. You know, there's been so much effort being put into this race. Such a beautiful theme this year with Marvels of Mzansi. The fashion has been outstanding. The entertainment lineup on tomorrow is going to be incredible. It's so weird. I'm so used to saying on Saturday, and
that's tomorrow.
Yeah, and then of course the horse racing, which is really exciting. You know, there's been such a good build up to this year's race, and at 4 o'clock tomorrow, all of South Africa will stop for the fastest 2 minutes in sport.
And it just seems that there's been a level of elevation as far as the event is concerned. Where would you direct us in terms of, you know, a lot of the improvements since Hollywood Bets got into it, and it's been a couple of years now down the road?
Yeah, so this year will be our fourth year sponsoring, but I think what's quite exciting is the Hollywood Group has just taken over horse racing in KZN, and with that we are now responsible for the race courses and operations. So there's been huge refurbishments and rejuvenation of Hollywood Bets Greyville, and it's looking absolutely amazing, from the actual parade ring to the grandstands to the sound, and most importantly is the lights. I mean 56 light posts around, 480 halogen lights replaced with LED technology is actually going to blow people away tomorrow when you see not just the quality of the lights but what they're actually capable of. So yeah, we have this amazing light show that's going to take place after the 12th race, and you don't want to miss out on that.
What about the theme? I mean, we were chatting before you walked in with Canada just about the theme that was selected and chosen for this year. How have people warmed up to that? Do they get it? Or at times people just say, you know what? We see the theme. We hear about it. We're just going to dress a certain way that leans towards it.
Yeah, well, I mean, talking about Marvels of Mzansi, I'm sitting in the studio with a few of them here, with Yvette and Khada and even yourself, Robert. I mean, you guys are superstars and represent our country so well. And it's just amazing, I think, the fashion shows so much creativity, and it's been incredible to actually see not just the designs, but the talent that we've got in this country, and absolutely mind-blowing. And, people have really taken to this theme. I think it's no better time now than to be so proudly South African. If you look at what our athletes are doing out there on the sports fields, we're cleaning up,
We're winning, eh?
Best rugby team, best cricket team, best marathon runners, best comrades runners, best everything. I mean,
best strongman as well.
Best strongman, yeah. I mean, it's there's a lot to be proud of, I suppose you've got your government, the unity's there and everything's happy. So I think it's one of those things. We're here to celebrate that. We're here to celebrate our culture, the traditions we hold, the languages, everything, and how people interpret that. So it's going to be really exciting to see how the public take to it tomorrow.
We were seeing lightning and thunder and rain early on. I mean, do you get a sense that we could have something different, or is this like a once-off to bring all the good luck?
I always say, when there's a bit of rain, it's a sign from above saying, good luck, and there's a blessing. But it's one of those things. Yeah, it's all clear tomorrow. It's going to be a cracker day. Durban shows off during winter, and it certainly gave us a bit of a fright this morning, but maybe it's going to take a bit of a sting out of the ground, so look out for the horses that enjoy, running on a bit of the yielding ground tomorrow. So, but that's what we're really looking forward to tomorrow. I mean, that's, all the talk's been about 8 on 18 and whether he can do it. And, he's a hotshot 3-year-old, but he's going to have to make history tomorrow. So, I mean, I remember last year, I think you liked Oriental Charm last year, and he went on to win. So, I mean, And back again to defend his crown, and he's an incredible horse. And I think he certainly has the capability to do it. So, let's see how it goes.
But does history count? Because we were in debate about that. I mean, a previous year winner coming back and kind of replicating the same. Does it happen a lot?
No, it doesn't. It's only happened. So this year's the 129th running of the Hollywood Bets in July. There's only been 4 horses that have won back-to-back in that time. So it is a very rare thing to happen. The last time actually was in 2018 and 2019 with Do It Again, quite a apt name. I think Oriental Charm, he's trained by James Crawford. He's done hardly anything wrong. And, it's just that 8 on 18, the favorite is so good. Yeah. But, when it comes to the Hollywood Best in July, it's a handicap, which means they try to make the field as even as possible. And if 8 on 18 fluffs his lines, there's quite a few that are going to be throwing their hands up to pick up the pieces. There's really nice outsiders in Sinluque and Gladiatorian. And everyone's talking about On My Honor and The Real Prince. So I really think if you haven't been racing before, pick your favorite name, pick your favorite number. You've got as good a chance as any of us. Us form studiers always get taken apart in these big race days. Yeah. But it's all about fun at the end of the day.
Well, I had two jockeys who were in the same flight as me about 2 weeks ago. And they told me about 8 and 18 already then. And they're not even riding those horses. And that's just how popular the horse has been. Khada asked for a horse that she needs to pick tomorrow because she is going to be at the races. Any help? Because I want her to be a winner as well. You can't win 2 Oceans, win the Comrades, and not win at the Hollywood Bets Durban July.
Well, I mean, I think what's most exciting about that tomorrow is that Khada is going to be handing over the trophy to the winner in Connections, which I think is quite amazing. Wow, and I mean, a big round of applause for that. I only found that out this morning. I was actually blown away by it. And I remember messaging Roxanne. I was like, this is so cool. Oh. I mean, because there's nothing better than a running champion. He's going to be handing it over to an equine champion who... You know, so, you know, the queen of the comrades to the king, or maybe the queen. There's one filly in the race tomorrow of the track. So, no, I mean, it's I would say, you know, it's a long distance race. It's 2,200. You need someone who's going to, you know, stay the distance. And I think there's a nice horse, Gladiatorian, you know, he's a fighter. He's a KZN based horse. He's got Sean Veal, who's one of our sponsored riders, and he's got a lot of guts. And I think that's, you know, that's the kind of a horse you want to put, you know, you want to stick with. So, okay. Yeah.
Gladiatorian.
I like him already.
That's horse number 16, though. So in case you forget the Gladiatorian, that's a very big word. Horse number 16, that's yours. But congratulations on what Devin has just said. What's your feeling? I know we're out of time, but just a quick reaction in terms of your role tomorrow.
No, I mean, for me, it's just an absolute honor. I can't think of any more words to say other than that. I feel really humbled by it, really grateful for this opportunity and to celebrate champions. But thinking about it now, perhaps it's not the best idea for me to win the bet on the best horse. They might think there was a bit of internal... if I hand over the trophy to the horse, I put the bet on.
Listen, we put a bet on you any time to be a champion. I just wanted to thank you so much indeed for gracing our studios, finally getting that voice across South Africa. Just to say a big thank you for all you've done for athletics and also what you continue to do as far as inspirational work off the track, off the road, everything else that you do. You remain Khada Steyn, the champ. So thank you so much indeed for being our legend tonight.
Thank you so much, and thank you for inviting me on the show, and I hope to talk to you again in the near future.
Of course, again and again and again. Like we said, the winning continues. Yvette, good to see you, and continue as well the fine work you do on your side. And so into marathon it's going to be with Khada.
Thank you. It's going to be a good one.
Thanks so much. Good to see you, Greg. Eh? Makes it all happen at Hollywood as far as the Athletics Club is concerned as the chair there. Easier, silently. Duncan, thank you so much. Devin, good luck tomorrow, man. And thank you so much indeed for the brief, as you always give us. Just the excitement before you take a deserved rest tonight and it all happens again tomorrow.
No, thanks, Rob. If anyone's thinking, get your tickets. Still available. Only 230 rand. See you there.
2:30. See you tomorrow, guys. This has been Marawa Sports Worldwide.
Hashtag MSW live on 947 Vuma FM, Rise FM, and Soweto Live at the same time. Hashtag MSW.